Hi everyone, welcome to our daily devotionals. Today we're going to be reading John chapter 8, and I want to encourage you to open up your Bible or your Bible app and follow along with me. They went each to his own house, but Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. Early in the morning he came again to the temple. All the people came to him, and he sat down and taught them. The scribes and the Pharisees brought a woman who had been caught in adultery, and placing her in the midst, they said to him, "Teacher, this woman has been caught in the act of adultery. Now in the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women. So what do you say?" This they said to test him, that they might have some charge to bring against him. Jesus bent down and wrote with his finger on the ground, and as they continued to ask him, he stood up and said to them, "Let him who is without sin among you be the first to throw a stone at her." And once more he bent down and wrote in the ground. But when they heard it, they went away one by one, beginning with the older ones, and Jesus was left alone with the woman standing before him. Jesus stood up and said to her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" She said, "No one, Lord." And Jesus said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go, and from now on, sin no more." Again, Jesus spoke to them, saying, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." So the Pharisees said to him, "You are bearing witness about yourself. Your testimony is not true." Jesus answered, Even if I do bear witness about myself, my testimony is true, for I know where I came from and where I am going. But you do not know where I come from or where I am going. You judge according to the flesh. I judge no one. Yet even if I judge, my judgment is true, for it is not I alone who judge, but I and the Father who sent me. In your law it is written that the testimony of two people is true. I am the one who bears witness about myself, and the Father who sent me bears witness about me." They said to him, therefore, "Where is your Father?" Jesus answered, "You know neither me nor my Father. If you knew me, you would know my Father also." These words he spoke in the treasury as he taught in the temple, but no one arrested him because his hour had not yet come. So he said to them again, "I am going away, and you will seek me, and you will die in your sin. Where I am going, you cannot come." So the Jews said, "Will he kill himself, since he says, 'Where I am going, you cannot come'?" He said to them, "You are from below, I am from above. You are of this world, I am not of this world. I told you that you would die in your sins, for unless you believe that I am he, you will die in your sins." So they said to him, "Who are you?" Jesus said to them, "Just what I have been telling you from the beginning. I have much to say about you and much to judge, but he who sent me is true, and I declare to the world what I have heard from him." They did not understand what he had been speaking to them about the Father. So Jesus said to them, "When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am he, and that I do nothing on my own authority, but speak just as the Father taught me. And he who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do the things that are pleasing to him." As he was saying these things, many believed in him. So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed him, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are offspring of Abraham and have never been a slave to anyone. How is it that you say you will become free?" Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who practices sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not remain in the house forever. The son remains forever. So if the son sets you free, you will be free indeed. I know that you are offspring of Abraham, yet you seek to kill me because my word finds no place in you. I speak of what I have seen with my Father, and you do what you have heard from your father." They answered him, "Abraham is our father." Jesus said to them, "If you were Abraham's children, you would be doing the works Abraham did. But now you seek to kill me, a man who has told you the truth that I heard from God. This is not what Abraham did. You are doing the works your father did." They said to him, "We were not born of sexual morality. We have one Father, even God." Jesus said to them, "If God were your Father, you would love me, for I came from God and I am here. I came not of my own accord, but he sent me. Why do you not understand what I say? It is because you cannot bear to hear my word. You are of your father, the devil, and your will is to do your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks out of his own character, for he is a liar and the father of lies. But because I tell you the truth, you do not believe me. Which one of you convicts me of sin? If I tell the truth, why do you not believe me? Whoever is of God hears the words of God. The reason why you do not hear them is that you are not of God. The Jews answered him, Are we not right in saying that you are a Samaritan and have a demon? Jesus answered, I do not have a demon, but I honor my Father, and you dishonor me. Yet I do not seek my own glory. There is one who seeks it, and he is the judge. Truly, truly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he will never see death. The Jews said to him, Now we know that you have a demon. Abraham died, and as to the prophets, yet you say, If anyone keeps my word, he will never taste death. Are you greater than our father Abraham, who died, and the prophets died? Who do you make yourself out to be? Jesus answered, If I glorify myself, my glory is nothing. It is my Father who glorifies me, of whom you say he is our God. But you have not known him. I know him. If I were to say that I do not know him, I would be a liar like you, but I do know him, and I keep his word. Your father Abraham rejoiced that he would see my day. He saw it and was glad. So the Jews said to him, You are not yet 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham? Jesus said to them, Truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. So they picked up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple. Amen. So Jesus has a series of conversations with Jews who profess to believe in him, but we come to see that their belief is actually a false belief. And the biggest topic of discussion here is about lineage. Who is your father? Is Abraham your father? Is the devil your father? Or is God your father? In John 8, verse 31, Jesus declared that those who abide in his words are truly his disciples. Only they will know the truth, and the truth will set them free. Telling them that they need to be set free from sin has actually stunned them. They looked at their own righteousness and their own lineage to Abraham, believing that they were free from all things, including sin. But only the Son can set people free from sin slavery. So he exposes this problem in their hearts, and Jesus will make another attempt to explain who are truly disciples and are truly in a relationship with the Father. You see, Jesus nullifies the Jews' defense. Yes, they are children of Abraham in physical lineage. They can certainly trace their family roots all the way back to Abraham. But here's the problem. He says to them, You are trying to kill me. How are you the offspring of Abraham, heirs of the promise and in covenant relationship with the Father, when you are trying to kill the Son? How can you be Abraham's offspring when the words of Jesus have no place within them? The words of the Son of God do not reside in their hearts, and they're not living on his words. They do have a physical ancestry to Abraham, but where is their spiritual heritage? Jesus is declaring that he belongs to his Father, which is God, and they belong to their Father, which is not God. And this really upsets the Jewish audience. They immediately retort that Abraham is their father. Don't tell us that we don't have a relationship with God. Abraham is our father. But listen to Jesus. He says, If you were Abraham's children, you would be doing the works Abraham did. Jesus defines our spiritual heritage. If someone is your father, then you do the same things that your father does. We understand this in our own family relationships. We have sayings like, he is a chip off the old block, or like father, like son. Of course, the people, again, do not respond well to this. They go into this personal attack towards Jesus. And so Jesus puts forward some guidelines on what it really means to be children of God, what it really means to be sons and daughters of the one true God. And he says this in verse 42, he says, if God were your father, you would love Jesus. Verse 43, if God were your father, you would understand the will of God. Verse 44, if God were your father, your will would be to do as the Father desires. Verses 45 to 46, if God were your father, you would believe the truth. And verse 47, if God were your father, you would listen to the words of God. As you meditate on this chapter more, I want to encourage you to dive a little bit deeper into verses 42 to 47. Listen to these tests that Jesus gives for true discipleship and true sonship. Do not use false measurements to see if you are truly a follower of God. You know, a lot of the things that the Jewish audience was believing in was that their discipleship was measured by their physical lineage. But Jesus says that there is a spiritual heritage that we have in Christ. And as we've been adopted into the family of God as sons and daughters, he calls us to hear the voice of our Father. And he points us through these verses in verses 42 to 47 to truly be disciples of Jesus. Some questions to wrestle with today are, do you love Jesus? Are you growing in a loving relationship with God? Do you seek to understand God's will? Is your desire to do as the Father desires? Do you believe the truth as revealed by Jesus? And do you listen and respond to the words of God? Let the words of Jesus, the light of the world, point you to what it means to truly be a disciple of Jesus, a follower of Christ, and in turn, a child of God. We are children of the Most High. And so let's continue to hear the voice of our God, do his will, and grow in a deeper love, intimate relationship with him. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word today, and we confess that there are many times we'll place other things in life as a indicator of our discipleship to Christ. Forgive us, Lord, for placing the things of the world above the spiritual things. But Lord, we want to be reminded today of our spiritual heritage in Christ. Lord, that we are no longer slaves to sin, but now we are slaves to righteousness. We're no longer orphans, but now we are children of the Most High God. And because you are our Father, Lord, we want to continue to grow in this son-father relationship with you. God, you are our Father, and so we want to love Jesus more. We want to understand your will more, God. We want to do what you desire. And we want to believe your truth through Jesus Christ, the light of the world. And God, we want to listen to your words. And so, Holy Spirit, would you fill us up, Lord? Lord, you are the Spirit of truth, and I pray that you would convict us of anything that is steering us away, and we would bring us back into this relationship with you as your sons and daughters. And so, God, we thank you that you are our Father, and in Christ, nothing can separate us from this love. In Christ Jesus, our Lord. We thank you and pray all these things in your Son's name. Amen. Amen. Well, thanks for joining us today, and I hope you're blessed. Let's continue to pursue a love relationship with God through Jesus Christ. Have a great day.